I am thinking just – and it have to be a 10-minute drive. Just like six or seven, go right. down and punch. Because remember, Concord's offense has hardly been on the field this entire right. time.
Right. So this third quarter will kind of show us, you know, so we'll contrast that to our defense hasn't been on the field a whole lot tonight.
Also true.
So can our defense start to step up and get off those blocks, those initial blocks? Because we, and when I say that, you really only have a split second or two. If it takes any longer than that, Brevard or Thomas is already by you. You know,
yes.
So we've got to make an adjustment here and see if we can't corral them a little bit. You're not gonna stop them. You can only hope to contain them, as we said it back in the 90s. So can we do that enough and score some points in the second half?
Well, let's just put some pressure on them. Let's get the lead and put some pressure on them. See if that changes their outlook. The Warsaw Special Teams unit runs onto the field now. Reed and Brock will be back deep for the Tigers. Potter for Concord will kick off. Ball in the near hash mark. He'll be kicking into what's left of that 10-mile-an-hour wind, and there isn't much left of it. It pretty much died out right at halftime. Warsaw with five guys at the ready up front to make sure that no shenanigans take place. And Potter will kick it high and deep. This will be Brock, and he'll take it at the 7-yard line. 10, 15, 20, come to the near sideline, 20, 25, and pushed out of bounds to the Tiger bench at about the 28-yard line. That's where Warsaw will take over, first down and 10. Warsaw had a great opportunity right off the bat. Concord threw an interception, and Warsaw had it deep in Concord territory, but then they fumbled. Warsaw was unable to cash that in for points, and on the very first play, Concord went 79 yards for a score.
So I'm normally a big proponent of those long, sustained drives, but here's a drive where we need to score.
True. I wouldn't give up a touchdown on the first play if that's what happened.
Right.
And it's going to be a handoff up the middle. Duncan on the carry. He gets 2 yards to the 28-yard line. Stopped on the play by Donovan Arnold and Logan Whitman. There are two defensive tackles, second down and 8. Wide side of the field is the right side of the formation. The ball just inside the near hash mark. Just starting the third quarter, that was the first play from scrimmage for either team. Sullivan with wings on either side. Duncan in the backfield. He's played every play so far back there. Sullivan hands off again to Duncan. And Duncan's got room to run across the 35. He's got a first down. Out to the 40-yard line. That's a 10-yard gain for the Tiger fullback. That's first down Warsaw.
Well, he really scoots through those holes well. He stays low. It's hard for the defenders to pick him up, and he got 11 yards there.
We haven't seen that kind of
right
force from him this season.
Yep.
Big, strong kid, not very tall. Of course, his dad, Derek, was an outstanding football player for the Warsaw Tigers back in the day. First and 10, Warsaw from their 40. And Sullivan's going to keep it. Gets hit at the 40, and we'll get to the 43-yard line before Thomas brings him down. And again, this Concord defense was on the field for over 20 minutes of the 24 minutes that were played in that first half.
Yeah, 20 minutes of game time.
Yes.
You know, that's a lot longer in real time.
Well, not that much longer because we played the first half in like half an hour, a little over half an hour.
I take it back.
Second down and 7. We won't get home quite as quickly as we did with the girls' game the other night. We will not be here probably at 10 o'clock unless this thing goes 4 overtimes. And again, it's a quarterback keeper, and it's a good gain for Warsaw. Sullivan all the way to the 49-yard line. Good job there. Milo Martinez and Tyler Antunes Brito of the Tigers got tangled up, and it looked from this side like Martinez had shoved our center over. And he immediately went to Tyler and said, waved his hand like, sorry, I did not mean to do that, and he helped him up.
Like to see that sportsmanship.
9:23 left to go, third quarter. Warsaw down by 4, facing third down and a yard from their own 49. Sullivan He hands off. Oh, Duncan ducked underneath a defender and got the first down. Am I wrong? Did I see that wrong? He ducked underneath his arm and got the yardage needed to the Concord 49-yard line first down Tigers.
Yep, good run there. Good run because you know you're going to get popped there and just to get down and get as many yards as you can.
9 minutes to play, third quarter. Warsaw trailing 21-17. The wind at their back here in the third quarter, but the wind, really the flag pretty much has died out.
But here's one of those drives again. I know we talked about it, like we don't need it, but we'll take it.
Every minute we have the ball, they can't score.
That's right.
Sullivan from the Concord 49, quarterback keeper again, pushes the pile forward down to the 46-yard line, gain of three. This looks a lot like the first game, does it not?
It does. The interior of our offensive line continue to be impressed with the push that they're getting.
And again, we wondered without Ben in the middle of that offensive line, would they still be able to do this? Tyler at Two Nuts Bruto at 5'6", 178 has proven that they can and they are. Second down and seven. 8 minutes left to play, third quarter. Tigers still down by four. Sullivan under center from the near hash mark. Option play, Duncan up the middle this time, and he'll get inside the 45, down to the 42-yard line. Four more yards for the Tiger fullback, and it sets up third down and about three.
And you're right, that clock just keeps on ticking.
And, you know, in this kind of game, your confidence level is not very high, except feels like right now Warsaw can continue to run that ball up the middle, and Concord cannot stop them.
Well, with the first half rush average, 4.7 yards a carry, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
For sure. Third down and three. 7:15 left to play. Third quarter, the Concord fans trying to make some noise to help their defense. Sullivan, he'll keep it. He got hit. Oh, he pitched it back late to Evan Davis. Evan Davis got stood up right at the 40-yard line. He'll get 2 yards, and it will be fourth down coming up for Warsaw with 7 minutes to go in the third. Good, oh, my.
Good thinking there. Got another 2 yards.
Actually, he put the ball back to the 41-yard line, Austin. It's fourth down and two, and Bart Curtis does not hesitate to keep his offense on the field. Talk about big plays in the football game. What's the play of the game? It might be right here. Play clock at 11. Warsaw taking a long time to get the play in.
We might need
six. I think we're going
to
have to take time out here. 5 seconds, four. Warsaw hurries to the line of scrimmage, and now Bart Curtis calls timeout. Warsaw would not have got the play off. 6:17 left to go in the third. Warsaw down by four, facing fourth and two when we come back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. 6:17 left to play third quarter. Sectional 11 and 5A championship game. Concord 21, Warsaw 17. Fourth down and almost 2 full yards to get for Warsaw. Just inside the Concord 41-yard line. Brock is wing on the near side. Extra lineman into the game now for the Tigers. Egoff is at the end of the line on the far side. Sullivan goes under center. Takes the snap, and they're going to keep it. It's Sullivan. He's got the first down inside the 35-yard line. Down to the 33. That's a read play for Drew, and he read it perfectly because there were three guys on Brody Duncan.
That's experience of running the option right there. Just pure experience, trusting your eyes, making that read in first down for Drew Sullivan.
Warsaw's run off half of the third quarter. This is the opening drive of the third, down 21-17. 5:50 left to play, third quarter. Sullivan. Ball in the middle of the field. Takes the snap. Duncan the handoff. Big hole, and he ran over a man all the way down to the 20-yard line. 13 more yards for Brody Duncan, and the Warsaw running game looks like it is unstoppable right now by Concord.
And I don't think Minutemen fans are used to seeing this, but I saw at least three green bodies on the grass on that play. Just extremely good blocking by the offensive line.
Andy, their front four averages 240 pounds per man. Warsaw's front goes less than that, and Warsaw is pushing them around.
It's unbelievable.
5:08 left to go, third quarter. Warsaw trailing 21-17, but they've gone 60 yards on this opening drive of the third. Drew takes the snap. He's going to keep it run left. Now he turns up field, and he gets down inside the 15 and down to the 14-yard line. They're going to mark him right at the 15, so give him 5 yards. This is very boring football unless it's your team
right.
That's doing it. Right? The Concord fans are over there, do something else.
Right.
Well, guess what? This is working. 4:35 left to play in the third. Again, this is the opening drive. Warsaw already has an 80-yard drive that went 10 minutes and 35 seconds. This is rivaling that. Sullivan runs it right, hands off up the middle, and this is Duncan inside the 15 down to the 13-yard line. So it'll be third down and 4 coming up for Warsaw as we will pass 4 minutes left to play in this third quarter before Warsaw snaps the ball again.
It's another big play here, third and 4.
Third downs and fourth downs.
Man, I'm thinking maybe like a they've defended that rocket toss pretty well tonight. Maybe
yep.
Like an option to the wide side. I don't know, or run that quarterback sneak.
Play clock at 6. The Sullivan of the offense get to the line from the 13. And Sullivan's going to keep it. And he turns up field, and he's got good yardage. He's down near the 5-yard line. He's going to have a first down for the Tigers. They're going to mark him at the 7-yard line. That's 6 yards. That's more than they needed. And it's first down and goal for Warsaw. Clock running, 3:18 left to play here in the third with Warsaw trailing 21-17 at Concord.
Now we've got to pay it off. Got to pay it off here.
On the scoreboard, they have it. Oh, there they go. They fixed it. It's at the 8. Sullivan keeps it. Turns upfield. Oh, yeah. I think he tripped over his own guy. Goes down at the 6-yard line. Gain of 2. Second down.
Sounds like a quarterback draw, I think, there. Take a second and then go.
Remember last year, Warsaw ran off the entire third quarter on Carroll.
I was standing in the end zone.
They're in the process of doing almost that exact same thing here tonight. Second and goal from the 6. Sullivan now stands up. He is changing the play. Again, very tight formation. And they're going to hand off to Duncan, but wait a minute. Duncan got into the end zone, but they blew the play dead. What happened? Illegal procedure against the Tigers. Oh. Warsaw's first penalty of the night comes on second and goal from the 6. Now it's second and goal from the 11.
That's a killer.
You've gone this whole game, almost three full quarters without a penalty. That's not the best time to have one. But you have 3 plays to get 11 yards. Same formation. Although this time, Nelson as a tight end on the left. Sullivan pitches back. Brock going to throw it back this way into traffic. He got knocked down. There comes the flag. There come 2 flags. Sullivan jumped into the pile, made contact with the defenders, and the flags came flying in. Pass interference defense with 1:53 left to go in the half. And it's first down Tigers.
Yep.
First and goal, half the distance to the goal, so they move it to the 6. So that ends up being a 5-yard penalty, Austin.
So you see it on TV a lot, college pro, where the underthrown ball and the receiver tries to come back to it.
Yes.
That's exactly if there was a way to draw a pass interference, Drew Sullivan just did it.
Well, actually, it's not an automatic first down.
Nope.
So it's second down and goal from the 6 again. And they give it, or Sullivan's going to keep it. He gets near the goal line, and he's in! Touchdown! Sullivan scores from 6 yards out on the keeper to the left, and Warsaw has the lead, 23-21 with 1:48 left to go in the third in an epic drive here at Jake Field. Holy mackerel.
And that's just effort there, because I think first contact was at about the 4-yard line, and that was just pure will by Drew Sullivan and saying, hey, you know what, I'm going to get in this end zone, and if I have to drag you on my back to get there, I'm going to do it.
Now for the extra point, Smythe. Snap, spot, kick is low, but good. 24-21, Warsaw in the lead. 1:48 to go in the third. We're back in 30 on News Now Warsaw. Warsaw has two drives in this game over 10 minutes. That one was 10 minutes and 12 seconds, 80 yards. Warsaw has taken the lead, 24-21, still 13:48 to play. And Bo Brunner has been sitting on that fumble. For like 45 minutes now.
And that's the thing. That's the thing. Like, just when you thought it's okay, it's 21-10. Concord's got the ball. Okay, it's on the 10-yard line, but who cares? They've busted two long runs. Just when you think, okay, this one may be getting out of hand. Holy cow.
Smythe will kick off, puts the ball in the middle of the field and the X at the 40-yard line. Thomas and Brevard are back deep. They both have long touchdowns in this game. Brevard one rushing and one kickoff. Smythe with the wind is going to drive it deep, and Thomas falls down, goes into the end zone. So Concord will take over from the 20-yard line, down by 3, 24-21.
And this is the time for the defense to step up here. The offense has done their part. I'm not saying the defense hasn't, but the offense has stepped up here. So it's time to get a stop. And, boy, if we can get one stop, the way our offense is going right now, we're in sync. We're doing stuff the right way. Even if we get another long drive, man, I'd like the odds for Warsaw.
Well, Warsaw's just got to keep Concord from scoring on the first play.
Right.
They've done that twice tonight, and they have a kickoff return. Brunner hands off to Thomas up the middle, and he will not go the distance this time. He will get a couple of yards. Again, we're at a really weird angle. Yeah. It's hard to tell. And when the ball goes to the other side, even more so. It's a gain of 3, second down and 7. Sorry, Austin. Be patient with me. I'll get it to you as soon as I can. 1:24 left to play here in the third. Concord is not panicking, by the way.
No.
I would expect nothing but their best effort on this drive. But they have to be a little bit shocked. Brunner claps his hands off Thomas again, runs into a pile of Tigers, and he'll get a yard to the 24, and that's all. As the clock passes, 1 minute to go in the third quarter. Warsaw with one sectional championship ever. That was in 6A back in 2019. Nobody who was there that night or was listening on the radio will ever forget that moment. Warsaw looking for another of those kind of moments right here. Third down and 5, Concord. Send Brevard in motion. Back to throw. They're going to dump it out in the flat. It's incomplete. It's incomplete. They threw it to Thomas on the screen, and Thomas kind of got happy fingers there. He was a little afraid of who was coming to hit him. It's incomplete. It's 4th and 6, and Concord is going to punt.
That's a great defensive stand there, and I don't know if Cohen had the chance to pick that ball up, but it certainly went right by his hands. But
no,
man,
it was definitely a
over
pass.
Yeah, I'm getting older. My eyesight's kind of fading.
I understand.
A little bit. Yeah.
My hearing is going, so I don't know exactly what you said, but I'm guessing. Brunner, be careful here, is the punter, and he's a good punter, by the way. 17 punts for an average of over 37, and he'll get this one away. And Tristan Wilson will tell his teammates to get away from it, and it bounces at the Tiger 48. And then it'll roll toward the north end and be down at the 42-yard line with 21 seconds left to go in the third quarter. And the Warsaw offense, Andy, is back on the field.
Well, that's just the thing. If we can just keep that the last drive that we had, if we could kind of just keep that going, keep that momentum, if we can draw another 5, 6, 7 minutes off this clock, that's huge. And, boy, just don't stray away from what we're doing. You know, don't get fancy. Not saying that we have in the past, but just keep doing those, running those plays that have been successful for us. And I like where we're at right now.
Well, if you remember the first matchup, Warsaw did try a pass.
Yeah.
And it got intercepted, and it only led to more momentum for Concord. from the Warsaw 42. Sullivan takes the stat, and he'll keep it, and he'll dive for no gain. They're going to mark him right at the 42. That's probably going to do it for the third quarter. With the score, Warsaw 24, Concord 21. We're back to start the fourth in 60 on News Now Warsaw.